Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to hear from Mr. Wesley Watley. He has unique memories to share about entertainment options when he was growing up in this area, specifically how much entertainment was available for 25 cents. Enjoy this look back at our local movies and theaters.
Entertainment in Longview in the 30s and 40s consisted of six movies. The Arlene Theater was on Methven Street. The Rita and the Liberty was on Tyler Street, and south of the railroad tracks on Fredonia Street was the Aladdin and the Strand, and later the Strand was named the Texan, and then on Cotton Street was the Rembert Theater. So there were six movie houses, and of course, being a kid in the 30s and 40s, we liked to go there to cool off. Remember at the Liberty Theater, it cost 9 cents to get in on Saturday mornings. You got to see a double feature and the serials. A nickel bought a real, real large box of popcorn and a Coke. So you could take a quarter and get entertained all afternoon and have plenty to eat and leave for, and then have 6 cents left over. The Rembert Theater, built in 1915, had a tremendously large stage, and there were many vaudeville acts that came through and were staged at the Rembert Theater. At that time, in the 30s and 40s, segregation was prevalent throughout the South, and the Rembert Theater would allow the blacks or African Americans to go to the theater, but they had to go upstairs and the whites sit downstairs. And Count Basie and Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong played at the Rembert Theater, and the whites had to go upstairs when they played and the blacks were downstairs. I remember the Arlene was built in 1939. It was the first movie house that was air conditioned. And the first show that I remember, and I can't tell you why I do, the first show was Rose of Washington Square with Tyrone Power and Alice Faye. And it was quite something to see. It was large and very comfortable, and it was the talk of the town, the Arlene Theater. Back in those days, people didn't have much to do. The Depression was on, and many times people would just drive down to the train station to watch the trains come in, the big steam locomotives. And they would go downtown at times and just park and watch the people go by, see their friends, and then talk and visit with them. So this was just a normal thing. People were closer in contact with each other. They sat out on their front porches in the afternoon to cool down. Speaking of entertainment, Maddie's Palm Isle was built in 1935, to my knowledge. Maddie Castlebury had a dance hall called Maddie's Place on Highway 349, about 2 miles east of Highway 31, heading east on 349. That's where the old Maddie's ballroom was. And she built one in Longview and named it Maddie's Palm Isle, and that's all we ever called it, was the Palm Isle. And big name bands came through on a monthly basis. I remember distinctly Glenn Miller and Harry James and Tommy Dorsey, and there were many others that played on Friday nights in Freeport, and they were playing at Saturday nights at the Palm Isle, and then on Sunday nights they played at the Adolphus Hotel. And she arranged that, and it went on for years. And these were the big name bands, the swing era, as it was called then, and probably the best music, I think, that America's ever produced. During the days of the big bands, Ethel Boarding House was very popular, and it was on Fredonia Street, right next to the old Northcutt home, Dr. Northcutt's home, that has been preserved on Fredonia Street, South Fredonia. There's a vacant lot right next to it on the north side of it. And that's where Ethel's boarding house was. And so anyone traveling, especially these big bands with a large number of people, they would check in at Ethel's, and you got your meals and room and board there. And I remember they had Sunday dinners there for anybody that wanted to come in, and had two large tables that I would guess would seat probably 30 people each. And they had the food, of course, placed out on the table, and you could serve yourself. But these bands that came through came to Ethel's, they stayed there, and they didn't have to drive but a mile and a half, and they were at the Palm Isle, going straight down South Street, and then take a left as you cross the bridge down on Highway 31, it's immediately to the left. We as high school kids couldn't go in, but we would drive out there when the bands came, and a lot of times we would dancing on the sandy sand lots or the parking lot. The Palm Isle was a wood frame, large wood frame dance hall where you could raise the side boards up and put two befores there to hold the boards up, and then the screen wire was all the way around where the wind could blow through. And you could get a cool breeze through there. Well, we could hear the music just as good as they could inside. But a lot of high school kids would go out, and I remember last big band that came through that we all were together was Harry James. We were disappointed that Betty Grable wasn't with him. That was his wife.